Welcome back to the 2 Mutts podcast. I am your host, Joshua Marshall. Mutts fans, it has been 34 days since our last episode. And it's been probably the worst 3 to 4 months of my life. So it's tough. You know, the saying, it's okay not to be okay. That is something that I could say I truly feel. It has been a very big struggle, and it's hard. You know, everyone goes through their challenges in life, and it's weird. Or maybe it's not weird, but yeah, this podcast is kind of something that's would always find ways to cheer me up regardless of whatever was going through on in my life or whatnot. And you know what, I would say for the most part I'm probably a very positive and happy kind of, you know, go lucky kind of guy. I don't let too much bother me, and you know, I guess a lot of that is just because I love helping others. So I'm always kind of like, hey, what's going on with you, what's going on with you, how can I help you out? And you know, I just kind of be the cheerful guy at work or be the cheerful guy in life. And you know, it's kind of a tough thing, but yeah. You know, I would say that, you know, this place is a place that I like to come to and, you know, just have a conversation, share some good stories of what's going on in the National Hockey League, and have some great guests on. You know, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. But that fun kind of stopped Christmas morning. You know, my life kind of changed in a huge way. And anyone that knows my story, that's listened to this podcast before, you know, 25 years ago, you know, my dad passed away. My dad killed himself 2 days before Christmas. I was 14 years old. I found him in his room, in his bed, and that was the first one in our family to do that, and rush down to get my mom, and because my mom and I lived together on the other side of the city, and my brothers lived with my dad on the other side of the city, but we spent Christmases together, and my mom was, you know, we're kind of all staying in the same house. So I had my own room there. It was a house that we lived in as a family. But when my mom and my dad decided to go separate ways, you know, my mom and I lived in an apartment, and my brothers stayed with my dad, and everything was okay. We were getting by. We were figuring out life, and it was a struggle because my grandparents passed away, and my mom. So yeah, I think my mom lost both her mom and dad, and you know, her ex-husband in a span of 2 years, and you know, us kids lost all that too. So you know, just unexpectedly. So so it's weird. You know, it's okay to talk about things, I guess, but it's kind of a different episode. This is just me talking, just going on, you know, let people know this is an update. This is where I'm at. This is what's going on in my life. I got nothing to hide anymore. So I'll be an open book and share anything I need to share. And if people have questions or answers or whatever, or anything they need, they know how to get a hold of us to talk. But yeah, you know, and so that was kind of how that is. So Christmas is always kind of a tough time of the year, dating back as a 14-year-old kid and now 39, you know, still have those struggles of that day. And then, yeah, 6 a.m, Christmas morning, this past Christmas, got a phone call, from someone that, dearly loved, and someone that is, I'm always going to love. And I know that might sound different because someone left your life, but, yeah, I was involved with the greatest person in the entire world for about a year. Maybe just a little bit under a year, and, you know, the greatest person to date still, knowing that's what's going on. And these struggles still continue into this new year. And try to find good days. Go to work, do my best. Had some health challenges recently, but those are seem to be getting a little bit better. And then had another scare recently, about a week ago or so. So hoping for some good news there. So kind of took a break of doing the podcast. Because it was time to take care of myself. And the guys have been very supportive. Clay, Trevor, Brody, part of the pod, they've been absolutely amazing. And friends like Sonny Sakan reaching out, some amazing people checking in and seeing, hey, you haven't done something in a while, what's going on? And I guess I made my post public about my anxiety and definitely depression. And it kind of hurts because you find someone that like wants to be involved in your life in every which way and look up to you and just have a fun, exciting time together and going for walks and trips and conversations and just great moments of just having a conversation in life. But and you get into a routine and it's all you know and it's all you're focusing on. So yeah, losing that person is hard. Brings back some old wounds in a way, because it's like, you definitely, regardless of what can be said, you definitely have this mindset that you're just not good enough. You'll never be good enough. And you want to be. That's what we all thrive to be in this world, is try to be good enough. And yeah, right now I just don't feel like I'm really good enough for anything. And I look back at some of my accomplishments in life, and there's some good ones and there's some ones and things I've done in life that aren't the greatest. But yeah, you just kind of sit there and you're like, you put so much energy into one person for such a long time, and you think it's the right thing you're gonna do, and then boom, it just ends. And then, there's all these conversations that go on, back and forth, up and down, throughout the past, since December to, I would say, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you really just finally realize that it's never gonna happen again. And you try to fight for what you believe in and fight for love and fight for the person that makes you the most happy to. But it's all gone and it's never coming back. And it's like the hardest thing in the world, because it's all you ever wanted. You just wanted to feel loved, you wanted to feel cared for, you wanted to feel appreciated for. And I was important to her, she was important to me, and then it just ends. You gotta do it alone. No one wants to help you, because you don't know how to open up to others about what's going on in your life. And then you kind of open up a bit. Some people might don't understand, and they're like, yeah, this is for the better. And then you shut down because you're just like, you don't want to hear what other people have to say. So that's like the real hard part in it too, is did not have that deniability that, yeah, maybe this wasn't right. But then you want to think if true love really means, and maybe right now isn't the moment we're together, maybe down the road. But at the end of the day, you realize, 2, 3 weeks ago, that it's all done. It's all done for good. It's changed my mood. I'm not the same person no more. I'm not as happy as I always am. So, and that's, I guess maybe could be understandable or could not be understandable. But yeah, kind of going back to that accomplishment conversation, like I thought, it's funny, when I started this podcast 5 years ago, I had so many doubters, so many people like, oh, you're not gonna succeed, you're not gonna do good. You don't really know anyone, no one would really like you, like you had so many haters, and you had your family that supports you. And then you kind of have a shift after a couple of years, and COVID kind of changed the game for our podcast because that's all you could really do. Everything was obviously locked down, and you just found ways to connect with people in a different way because you couldn't see people in person. So Zoom became a huge thing, and and then COVID kind of went away a bit, or the restrictions kind of lifted. I guess didn't go away. It's always kind of still there, but the restrictions lifted, and then you're able to like meet these people that you've been talking to for several times in person, and you show them your side, they show you your side, and it all started off just having these people's emails, and now you have their personal cell numbers, and you can call them whenever you want or text them whenever you want, and they do the same back, and then it turned into us last year doing this minor hockey stuff with MLAC and other teams to bring these kids to morning skates. And like seeing the joy and the smiles on their faces, and us donating, charitable money to the Central Alberta Child Advocacy Center, which is very near and dear to my heart and always will be, and it'll be a place that we always support and donate to. You get to hear some testimonies through that place after some of the things that we've done or donated to and helped out with, and so that. Your joy of that is bringing up, and that's what this is the person I was dating would see all this stuff, and see the impact that that you can help. But I met her at the worst possible time of my life, where it wasn't sexy to be with me. It was weird. It was just not. I wasn't there. But she kept pressing play, knew her for a couple of years, and then just boom, 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 kept pressing play, showing up. Supporting me, checking on me, not stopping by, what other people would say, just continue to like be there for me and be a great friend. And then a great friend turned into like the greatest partner I've ever had in my life. And then just shockingly ends. So it's devastating. And that person would do so many great things for you and encourage you and show you different ways to be appreciated, and that's what you want in a partner. You want a partner to support you regardless and build you back up if you're upset or down. So, and like all that's gone, and you're back to square one of feeling the same way you were before, where like rejection is huge. And this park podcast has that part of it. You do text some NHL players, some media people, or whatnot, and be like, hey, you want to come on the pod? And there's like, yeah, I'm busy, or they don't text you back. So it's like, it hurts. Like, rejection goes back to like high school for me. So this person never rejected me. And then it's just all done. So I guess I did get rejected or didn't feel like, I was appreciated enough, or you feel like you are just enough. So, you think. The amount of time you spend with someone and how much you do for someone, regardless, they'll find the courage to follow their heart and do the right thing and be with the person that makes them the most happiest, regardless of the situation in front of them. So that's kind of a hurt situation that came up. Just kind of opening up and letting people know still here, not the same. Hoping I'm going to be the same. We've done some pretty bigger minor hockey stuff lately, and Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Michael Backlund, Anze Kopitar, Trevor Lewis, just did one recently with the Washington Capitals. So their coaching staff helped us out and coming out, and Spencer Carberry, Mitch Love, who we're very close with, who's an assistant coach there, helped that process out. And so those things you can smile about and be happy, because those smiles and happiness bring a lot of joy for those kids that may never get that opportunity or maybe never gotten that opportunity. So that's great, but it's just crazy. Like, I was sitting at the rink the one day with the Battle of Alberta, and I just wasn't myself. Like, people around me can kind of tell, and then some of the hockey players, like, what's going on with you, man? And my high school teacher was there, and he was kind of like, yeah, you okay? And so definitely stressed out. But yeah, I kind of kept this relationship private, and think it was the right thing to kind of keep it private, and some of it's come to light, and anyone has any questions can definitely ask. Ask me. I'm okay to talk about it now. I'm hoping some better days come ahead, and hoping I can find all that again in me and get back to doing this podcast. I'm at work right now, and I come home in a few days, and back to some days off, and then right back to work again. So, hoping I'm just hoping some good times come ahead here, and find myself again. Yeah, I don't know how many people would have listened to the full 15 going on 60 minutes of this now, but I just want to say I appreciate people reaching out and checking in on me. Gonna really dive back into some of the more important things in life, and ask God for some help, and hope he can show me the way. Just again, try to find that place again, that happy place in life. It's been gone for 3 months now, going on four. And I think there's like a good day, and then boom, another day comes up, and it's like a bad day again. But so that's kind of why I've been away. Hoping down the road, continue to get better, but it's a long process right now, and who knows where the next steps take us. But again, to everyone, appreciate the support, appreciate the love. I know you guys love this pod, and we're hoping to continue going here with it, and had some conversations with some new guests and some older guests, so we'll see how it goes. But definitely love everyone that supports us, and hoping there's some greater days ahead, and as Kelly Rudy likes to say, more good days ahead. Hoping those happen, and it'll be a long process, but hopefully it gets there. Take care, everyone. Love you.